So, you got a Clash of the Titans sequel for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
Oh boy, the people have been demanding this.
Really?
No. But the first one made just enough to justify trying a second, so let's go.
Fair enough. We will make Sam Worthington a star.
We're certainly gonna try for a little bit, so what happens in this sequel?
Right, well, so 10 years have passed, and we're gonna catch up with Perseus.
And what's going on with him?
Well, he has a frickin' son now, and decided to start wearing his hair like Kenny Powers.
What?
And you know his wife from the first movie? Well, she died.
Right, I remember that from the first movie. Then his dad, Zeus, brought her back from the dead as like a gift.
Right, well, she dies again.
Oh. So does Zeus.
Not this time, no. She's just, you know, one of those people that dies often.
Oh, dang it.
Anyway, so one day Zeus shows up and he's like, hey, people aren't praying to the gods anymore, so we're losing our powers and becoming mortal, so you gotta help us, Perseus.
What does he need help with?
Well, if the gods lose their powers, they won't be able to keep the walls of Tartarus standing, which is this big jail thing where this titan Kronos is being held.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so Perseus is like, no, I'm a fisherman now. I don't give a crap.
Oh. I was kind of hoping he'd go on the adventure, but a fishing movie sounds pretty good, too. What kind of bait does he use?
No, actually, he will go on an adventure, because at a certain point, he's not going to have a choice.
What do you mean?
We'll see Hades and Ares are going to team up and attack Zeus and Poseidon, because they have this secret plan where if they release Kronos, he's going to let them keep their immortality.
Oh, very evil.
Yeah, so they mortally wound Poseidon, and they start sucking Zeus's powers out of him, because that's what they need to release Kronos.
Oh, sucking stuff out of Liam Neeson is tight.
Oh, my God. God!
No, not in a weird way.
What other possible way could there be?
Well, No, that was weird. That was a weird thing to say. My bad.
Anyway, so Hades and Ares are going to send some fire monsters to kill humans, and Perseus is going to have to kill these monsters.
Is that going
to
be hard to do?
Actually, it's going to be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yes, he's going to kill them by setting them on fire.
But they're fire monsters?
That's right.
And they're not fireproof?
That's what we're going with.
Well, okay then.
So before Poseidon dies, he tells Perseus about the evil plan, and Perseus is like, I'm just a demigod. I can't do anything about this.
Right.
But Poseidon is like, well, if you're a demigod, then you need another demigod to get this done.
That math works. This guy's good.
Yeah, it all adds up. So he tells him to go find his son, Agenor, and then he turns to sand and dies.
Oh, are gods made of sand?
Yeah, gods are made entirely of sand. So Perseus is going to team up with Agenor and go on this big quest, and Andromeda is going to be there too.
And what's she going to do in the movie?
I just told you.
Oh, okay. So what's this quest exactly?
Right, so they need to combine the thunderbolt of Zeus, the pitchfork of Hades, the trident of Poseidon, and that's gonna form the spear of Trium.
And that's gonna let them kill Kronos?
Exactly. So they wander towards their goal, and once in a while, some mythological creatures pop out, and they gotta bunk them on the head to keep going.
Very exciting.
And so once inside Tartarus, they've gotta find Zeus, but this place is a freaking giant maze.
Oh man, so it's gonna be pretty tough to find him.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this maze moves around, and so they kinda don't go anywhere, and that ends up working.
Well, perfect.
Now, by this point, Zeus has lost almost all his hair color powers, so he's gonna tell Hades that he forgives him, so Hades gonna become a good guy.
That's all it takes for him to give up on his plan and immortality?
That's what we're going with, but they're a little too late and Ares manages to free Kronos.
Uh-oh, so what's everybody gonna do?
Well, Perseus is gonna fight Ares and turn him to sand and finish building that spear he needs.
Okay.
And Hades is gonna transfer some of his powers to Zeus, so now they're powerful enough to get involved in this big fight happening between humans and monsters.
Hades transfers some of his powers to Zeus?
That's right, sir.
So there's still the same amount of power between the two of them. How does that help?
Hey, shut up, and so then they're gonna fight and wave their hands around and stuff?
Very exciting. But hey, if gods get their powers from people praying, why don't they get everybody on the battlefield to start praying? Give them even more power.
Hey, shut up again, and so now that Perseus has this magical spear, he's gonna fly inside Cronus's mouth and kill him, and it's gonna be a big fiery explosion.
Wow, so he sacrifices himself?
What? No, he's totally fine.
Oh, I just thought being inside a giant exploding Titan might affect him in some way.
Well, it doesn't, so then he goes and smooches Andromeda right on the mouth.
What? Why?
Smoochy smoochy.
Was that a thing we were building towards?
No, but Hero gets smoochy smoochy from Pretty Lady.
That's true.
And so also Zeus dies and turns to sand.
Very sandy gods.
And now Hades is basically a human wandering around.
So he's gotta, like, get a job?
Probably gotta go to a trade school or something, yeah. So what do you think?
Well, it sounds like a great movie to shoot and then convert into 3D.
What?
And if we're lucky, this one will also scrape forward into profitability and we can make a trilogy.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hi everybody, Ryan George here. I let ChatGPT write this outro just to see how it does. Thanks for joining us in this hilarious pitch meeting. If you laughed, hit that like button, subscribe for more comedy gold, and remember, Life is too absurd not to laugh at. Stay tuned for more craziness next week.
I didn't like that.